Blake Shin. He's back in Sydney. Morning to you, Blake.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Oh, I'm well, mate. Good to have you back. We know that you're on the way to Hong Kong. You're very keen to ride in Sydney before you go there?
Yeah, no, I'm very keen. I thought I'd come back and, yeah, just get back into the groove in Sydney whilst, you know, whilst I sort of bide my time waiting to get to Hong Kong. So, it's good to be back in Sydney and, you know, reconnecting with, you know, all my owners and trainers that have helped me, you know, get the great opportunity to get to Hong Kong. So it's, you know, nice to be linking up with all these, you know, all my trainers and owners, and hopefully we can get a few winners on the board before I get there.
Yeah, good morning,
Blake. Yeah, let's hope so. Just before you go, Ray, I just want to mention Organza's just come out of race 7. It's getting close, and they'd been weighing it up. So an important scratching now out of the Civic Stakes is number 8, Organza. Sorry, Ray.
That's okay. Yeah, Blake, what are your plans then? I dare say you'd need to be in Hong Kong by about mid-August. Will you keep riding right through until you leave?
No, I won't. Ray, I plan to... My final meeting will either be on the 13th of July or the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to take it, you know, basically play by ear, mm-hmm. and just see how the body feels. It's telling me that at the moment that I do need a break, but I'm feeling pretty good at the moment. So, I'm just gonna weigh it up in the next sort of week or so, and it'll either be the 13th at Rose Hill or the 20th at Randwick will be my final meeting, and then I'll have 10 days off and head to Hong Kong in early August.
Fair enough. Well, I guess it helps the frame of mind when you're riding so well as you have been right through the Brisbane Carnival, back in Sydney midweek with that win on Stella Sea Sun. 4 rides today, Blake, and you kick off the day with Think Free in race 3, and gee, this is a promising filly. That win of hers last start at Newcastle, she was buried in the ruck at the top of the straight, but the acceleration she showed that day, I think she's definitely up to Sydney Saturday class.
Yeah, I think so. You know, yeah, it was hard not to be impressed by her win last time. As you say, she overcame difficulties in the run as she got held up, all the way up until the 200, 250 metres and got out, probably conceding, 3 to 4 to 5 lengths to the leaders, and displayed a great turn of foot and won with, you know, great authority. So that gave me good confidence to take the ride here today. She's drawn a great barrier, likes wet ground. You know, she's in her own age group, and, you know, I think that turn of foot's going to hold her in good stead, getting a soft run from a good draw. And, look, it's a competitive field, but there looks good speed, and, you know, she should run very well, I think.
Yeah, it looks hard to beat in the third, as does Dukan, your ride in the Stayers Cup Race 5. One of the few 3,200-metre races we have on the calendar these days. I think there's only 2 in Sydney. Blake, you've won Melbourne Cups, you've won Sydney Cups. Do you enjoy riding in 3,200-metre races?
Yeah, I do. I enjoy riding most races, but, you know, these races are enjoyable, and, you know, especially riding horses like, say, Dukan. You know, horses like him only have limited chances to win races because, you know, they're staying type of horses. They're quite one pace, and there's not many staying events around where they can, you know, where they can win. So, you know, a race like today is like a Melbourne Cup for a horse like Dukan and probably a lot of his opposition. So, you know, it's great to be riding a horse like Dukan. He's 11 years old. It reminds me a bit like Who Shot the Barman when I won on him in the Sydney Cup. You know, so this is his grand final here today. I feel for him. He gets all his conditions to suit. And, it's a bit like a swan song for him, I think. So let's hope he can, get a win on the board. He hasn't won for a couple of years, but I think it's D-Day for him today.
Fair enough. Yeah. In race six, Blake, you're riding Bring It Home Pop. He's had four runs back after a very long spell and looks like he's working his way back into form. His last two runs in particular in pretty similar grades of races have been excellent.
They have. As you say, he's working his way back into form. You know, I was going back through his form last night and how many horses in this field can we say have got Group 1 form? When now he's back going through his form. He's ran second behind Parada, who's won an all-age stakes. So I don't think too many of his opposition in this field can say that. So look, I know that was in a race where Parada was going through his grades on the way to a Magic Millions victory. But you know that showed that the horse I'm riding today, Bring It Home Pop's, got quite a fair deal of potential. But obviously he's been plagued by some injuries. But I think he is working his way back into form. I thought his last two runs in Sydney have been, quite good. He'll put himself on speed today. He should get a good run, I think, behind Oxford Tycoon, which looks, to roll along from a wide draw. And, he handles the ground. He looks to get a good run on pace. And, I think he's got enough ability to run well in a very wide open race.
Mm-hmm. And probably ditto Clever Nick in the last too, Blake. One thing about Clever Nick is this horse is just an excellent wet tracker. He's got outstanding wet track form. Not a noted first up performer, but in saying that, he's had the two trials and that most recent trial at Newcastle. It showed he wasn't far off the mark. So at double figure odds, he looks a good each way bet in the last.
Yeah, I think so. Look, as you say, he's generally not, a first up horse, but he has won. He's had four goes first up for one win. But what I like today is Chris Lees is running him at 1,500 first up. And I think that's a good sign that he's been primed to run well. He's quite a one-paced horse, but running him first up over 1,500, that just enables him to get comfortable in the run, to build into his stride and run on. He's had the two trials, like you say. He was a Canterbury winner last prep over 1550 on a rain affected track, and I think if he can reproduce a similar performance, that brings him into the race today. He's drawn out. Hopefully by the end of the day, they'll be coming down the middle, which generally when the track's rain affected, that's where they like to come at the end of the day, us riders. So I can see on his best form he should be competitive and. With those two solid trials under the belt, hopefully he will be.
Well, four good rides this afternoon, Blake. Very best of luck. Thanks for joining us this morning too, mate.
No worries, Ray. Anytime.